other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wow, the first 2 hours went really quick. Hard to believe we're already at hour number three. Max Kaiser coming up about 30 minutes. I want to get to more of your calls for those that are patiently holding, talking about the wildfires and the fact that Rick Perry and FEMA can't save you, won't save you. A bunch of other economic news. I've got a whole smattering of key things I want to get into. But, Gerald, I think you've hit on the heart of it here. If you see the internal Homeland Security training manuals, going back at least 3 years, it's gun owners, libertarians, Ron Paul supporters, Bob Barr supporters, organic gardeners, anybody who wants to be self-sufficient, anybody who's been warning about what we see historically unfolding, we're now the bad guys. And I do actually see, and I guess that's why you're now making this prediction or concur with me that you've been seeing it, that they're more and more saying, well, Ron Paul stands to gain from everything falling apart, you know, and it's his talk causing this. And I get emails saying, you know, you're the reason the markets are going down. No, it's not Jamie Dimon and Blank Find and Paulson and all these guys. It's not the trillions in derivatives and the trillions they've gotten in their $100 billion bonuses. No, it's our fault, Gerald. So we've gone from pessimist porn and people that are just crazy to now telling people there was an iceberg. It's our fault we're hitting an iceberg. I don't see that working, though. I mean, you already have the Federal Reserve wildly unpopular. The people are already very angry at the banksters. I don't see it working. What do you, in the last 4 minutes we've got, top trends researcher out there, where do you see this going now? It's clear they're not going to reverse any of the policies. We're going over the edge. So what's the time frame?
I've never seen a summer like the one we just went through, with the volatility in the markets, the rise of gold so rapidly. This usually doesn't happen in the summertime. It happened actually to a bit in 2007. And that's what actually was one of the reasons why I had predicted the panic of 08 in the summer of 2007. What happens now is that everyone's off their holiday, particularly in Europe. Reality's setting in. Third quarter reports are coming in. So look for the real crash to become a winter of discontent. Markets tend to really dive in October. Remember, they're going to do everything they can. We know it's a rigged game to keep propping it up. But I believe that by when October, the end of October, early November at the latest, the handwriting will be on the wall. We didn't go into a double dip recession. They will now begin to say depression. But again, there's so many wild cards. And the wild card to look at is the wild card of distraction. And that's going to come in the form, I believe, of something that they will label terror or war, some other fear and hysteria kind of moment, to detract the people's attention away from the economic crisis.
I have to agree with you. So all of the craziness we've seen, you're basically saying, is just a prelude or like birthing pains for the real finale? And what is this system going to give birth to? Just an absolute collapse?
Yeah, it's collapsing. You're going to start seeing more and more. Look at the numbers. The gap between the rich and the poor is the widest in the U.S. than any of the industrialized nations. 47 shootings in New York this past weekend.
Oh, no, there was just some other big shootings. I was going to bring that up. Building just got shot up in H&R Block. People are just getting desperate and going crazy.
Exactly. And it's happening worldwide, by the way. This isn't just a U.S. phenomenon. But look what they're doing in the U.K. Look how they're cracking down.
You know
what,
Gerald?
That's what they're going to do everywhere. And that's what we're trying to say, Alex, is that the worse it gets, the harder they're going to crack down on us. And they'll blame, you know, the looters and the hooligans and none of the economic issues. The sheeple will all clap their hands and look for protection.
Trends Research.
They're going to do what they did in Europe.
TrendsResearch.com. Gerald Celente.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go back to your calls now ahead of Max Keiser on the total meltdowns in the European stock market, the wild gyrations in the U.S. stock market, full update on all of that. Unfortunately, everything we predicted is coming true, not because we're smart. The globalists have planned all of this out. By the way, that was too powerful of an interview with Gerald Celente. And if you missed the last segment, he started getting into the collapse of society, the police state, the violence that's coming, the breakdown, the road warrior scenario. He's going to join us tonight on InfoWars Nightly News. After the markets have closed, we'll be able to really break down the aftermath of this, 7 p.m. tonight. Paul Joseph Watson, also on a host of issues, will be joining us from England. We're working on some guests here in town who've been battling fires themselves. That's right. You want to save your house, you're not going to get government help. I drove by Steiner Ranch this morning. I wanted to go up there and see what was going on. And I saw a parking lot with probably 30 fire trucks, some of them little, but most of them big, and news vans. I mean, what are they doing? What are they doing? They should be in there doing controlled burns with bulldozers, blocking these fires. It is just a limp-wristed response with a limp-wristed governor flying around dreaming of Al Gore in the sky above us. All of that's going on. Ron Paul has come out and said that, indeed, Rick Perry is a cheerleader, an effeminate cheerleader, male cheerleader. That's what he is, for Al Gore. Well, that's the headline on the article Steve Watson has about it. So we'll play that clip of the new Ron Paul ad, getting on the attack. Oh, by the way, I forgot. They've got a scientific Gallup poll out in Iowa. Ron Paul is only 4 points behind two guys. He's 4 points behind each one of them. Rick Perry, Mitt Romney, both the Clark Kent, Ken Doll types. And if you're going for Ken Dolls, folks, just go jump off the edge of a cliff, okay? We've had enough cheerleaders and effeminate Ken Dolls, okay? I understand you don't like old statesmen who actually are smart. I understand you go for looks here. But, I mean, you know, Rick Perry looks like he's been run over by a 5,000-pound armadillo. But the point is, if you vote for the carbon-taxing, world government-loving Ken Dolls, you get what you deserve. But finally, Ron Paul, it's in my stack here. You can pull it up. It's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Ron Paul is only 4 points in a Gallup poll, 4 stinking points behind Mitt Romney and Ricky Perry. 4 points with the media, the establishment dying media, flopping around, flailing around like a dying maggot, an 8,000-pound maggot, telling everyone that he can't win. He is gaining. He's been in the top three. He's won straw polls in New Hampshire and other areas. Statistical tie, even though Bachman bought hers. And, I mean, Bachman is better than Rick Perry and Mitt Romney. Don't get me wrong. Even though she was an IRS attack dog enforcer, she spins that she was wanted to learn the enemy's operations. And I went, wait a minute. That is actually one of the best pieces of baloney I've ever heard, or it's true. Because a lot of the top lawyers that fight the IRS did go to work for them first. And if you're going to fight the IRS, that's actually what you do. So maybe that's true. I'm not saying Bachman's perfect by any means. But Ron Paul likes her a lot better than, you know, he's friends with her. He likes her. She's not perfect. But she's a lot. Just listen, you idiots out there that like Rick Perry and that like Mitt Romney, what is wrong with you? Ron Paul is 4 points from being number one. He is number three right now. Bachman's down behind him in every major poll. Ron Paul could be the next president. Would he fix everything? No. Would it be a big step in the right direction? Would it be a big signal that the American flag's flying above this country again? The globalists wrap all their tyranny in the American flag. They sell their whole agenda in fake patriotism. Meanwhile, it's back in the news. It's now hit AFP, big French news agency, and other publications that cancer among 9/11 workers sparks political storm, that there is a cover-up of it, that they're barred from the September 11th events this year. In America, you can't have a lemonade stand. First responder heroes aren't allowed at the memorial. FEMA runs around blocking people's response to hurricanes and fires. It's a twilight zone. Gibson guitar is raided, and India says they haven't even broken a law. And they tell Gibson, get out of the country. You got a bunch of crazy people running things. A bunch of crazy, like a Fox control freaks, who all over the country say, well, we've got giant belts of government land along cities, and the government won't sell the land, and no one's allowed to even take the dead timber out. People are like, but when there's a fire, it's going to really devastate things. They go, sorry, that's the way it is. I see news in Austin now where they don't even let you cut your own trees, and they're fining people and arresting people. Incredible. Aaron in Texas, wildfire info. Aaron, what's on your mind today?
Oh, thank you. Okay, there's the Stone Oak fire out in San Antonio. Evidently, it was actually started by a city vehicle, a sanitation vehicle was working on something. And so the people are all outraged. They're asking them to pay for it. And then looking in the comments on the story, which is very good, it seems like one person has commented, I live a stone's throw from Stone Oak. We recently received a notice from SAW, that's the sewer district, that they were going to be testing for leaks in our sewer systems and would be using a smoke generator to do so. So they may be covering the story with that the truck got stuck in a ditch and overheated, and that sparked the fire. as a way of, you know, covering their negligence type of thing. So
that's how a lot of these fires are starting, as cars break down. You go off the road, grass touches the bottom, and there's high wind blowing, and a fire starts right there. Look, if government has to pay for burning the houses down, we pay for it. I mean, you know, there's such a thing as an act of God. And the homeless have been starting some of the fires in town, trying to cook their food. I mean, it's dangerous. It's desert conditions, 20% humidity, no rain for 3 or 4 months in most areas, not enough rain the last 5 years, and it's like a tinderbox. I'm like living in a fireworks factory. But send us that article to showtips@infowars.com. Aaron, anything else?
Oh, well, I just love your broadcast. I really appreciate the work that you're doing. And I want to say that let's not forget that Biden's – huh? Hello?
Yes, you said Biden. Go ahead.
One top story. I want to say two things. Biden got sworn in, swears in Petraeus as CIA director today. Pretty auspicious.
Yes.
But I want to say something about Drudge. Drudge is just an aggregator of the news. He just puts up the headlines. He doesn't write the story. So what is her problem, Napolitano? She's just, complaining that he puts up stories that other people write or something?
No. Listen, more than half the TSA stories that Drudge linked to, and last year it was mainly ours, I'd say 90%, our hardcore reporting, our catching them in lies. Drudge, I mean, we're big, but nothing compared in the web world. Nothing. I mean, he drives more than Facebook and Twitter combined, even the New York Times admits. He is numero uno setting news agendas. They hate it. And so this is Napolitano basically attacking InfoWars. And it shows the effect we're having. Just like we openly had the White House come out against us, we exposed their program to shut down selective power plants. The White House came out and said we were full of baloney. We're really getting to the point now. I mean, it came out 2 years ago. I was on the White House enemies list, and that doesn't scare me. That's a mark of honor. That's a badge of courage. That's a trophy that belongs to all of you, the listeners. We don't have power because of Alex Jones. We have power because of you spreading the word about the radio broadcast, about InfoWars.com, about the videos, about PrisonPlanet.tv, and now our new offering in the fight for liberty, the InfoWars Nightly News. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and talk to Damon. Damien in South Carolina, thanks for holding on wildfires. Go ahead.
Alex, first of all, I want to say I feel for you. I'm very sorry to hear that you guys are having all those fires out there. I own timber property here in South Carolina, and I have lots of friends who work in the land management, and we've had some serious fires here in the last few years because of the same problems that you're having. Federal government won't let the land and timber management people do controlled burns. Myrtle Beach, I don't know if you remember this, last summer and the summer before, and even this year, had massive burning that went on out there.
No, you've got to cut channels and do controlled burns. In the old days, neighbors got together and doing it. And by the way, we've now learning in Bastrop, there's a state park out there. That's where a lot of this is going on. Turns out the feds don't allow controlled burns there because they're advising the state. Turns out it's the same story again.
South Carolina has had almost as dry of a summer as you have, and we've had massive burning in the last 2 years and this year out in Myrtle Beach area specifically. But the other point I want to touch on briefly is that Gerald Celente, it's interesting he mentioned it. I've been on hold for a while to talk to you today. Vermont was just completely devastated by the rain from Irene. I don't know if you've seen the pictures.
I've seen it.
And their whole industry is tourism, and the roads aren't there for tourists now. And for Gerald to say that, you know, we're seeing, you know, collapse by collapse by collapse, and they sent National Guard up there, and I don't know if you remember this, Vermont was so proud in 08 that they were the first state to tally all their votes, and they overwhelmingly voted for Obama in the election. And it's like, he's not even going up there. I mean, I don't want them to send FEMA there, but they're not getting any relief. I mean, certain states are sending stuff up, which is great. But the flood insurance, which is controlled by FEMA, everybody's claims are being denied because all their
bases. Oh, that's another great point. They're denying almost all the claims. FEMA makes you buy flood insurance and in many cases purchase it through them because others won't insure. Then they deny it. That's another incredible scandal. It's another tax. And you're absolutely right. Look, I appreciate your call. It's very elementary. states are supposed to have the National Guard for emergencies. The feds take that away from us, give us FEMA back, which are a bunch of worthless criminals. We'll be right back.
OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. This week only, radio listeners save 75% on our highly acclaimed defensive handgun DVD. Learn methods, tips, and styles that will take you to the next level. Visit OpsGear.com and use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN, and get the DVD for just $10. And this week only, get our women's self-defense DVD for only $10. Plus, enter to win great gear each week. Save 15% at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hey Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, you heard me mentioning that Ron Paul ad. This is the only way Ron Paul's going to win. A, we expose the hoax that he can't win. We explain to people this is a psychological warfare tactic. B, we put up the fact that he's the only person with a no-compromise voting record who predicted the problems we face accurately. C, he's the only guy being demonized and attacked across the political spectrum because he is an outsider. And, of course, D, if we vote for establishment candidates, again, we deserve what we get. But more importantly and lastly, we have got to go after Mitt Romney, and we've got to go after Rick Perry. We have got to expose them. Their records are unbelievably bad. I mean, these guys may be slick talking, and there's something about yuppies and establishment people, and I watch it. If you get around really rich people, really successful people, and I've, in my days, been around a lot of them, they're nice, they're real on average, but they're also somewhat reclusive. But you get around social climber wannabes, I don't care if they're black, white, Hispanic, whatever they are, they're like in a make-believe land, kind of the country club types, where they ignore people and act all manipulative and sit there and play games. They act like junior high or something. And that's why they're all into how they dress and what they drive and having a certain look and whatever group. The hippies do it. The motorcycle folks do it. The sports fans do it. I'm not saying you're bad if you like motorcycles or sports or hippie stuff. I'm saying within all those little genres, there's a certain group that latch onto it and say, I'm in this community. And these mainline Republicans really think it's all about going for the establishment candidate and somehow they win. It's like the know-it-all, calling everybody else stupid, liberal types who defend Barack Obama no matter what. I've noticed online they are some of the nastiest people. I mean, they will put out whole cloth, incredible lies on their own websites, even though I could sue them into oblivion, because they believe that they're on a holy mission to expose me because I don't like Barack Obama. You try to point out he's bought and paid for by big foreign banks. He's continuing the torture, the war. They're like, shut up, scum. Okay, but he's funding Al-Qaeda. I mean, this is a war in Libya, right? I mean, he is a peace prize. Shut up, you dirty right-winger racist. And you're like, but be an adult. I'm not any of those things. I'm a human being just like you. I want to communicate with you. And they're just like, we don't want to communicate with you. We're in our club. We feel like we're winners. And it's the same on the right and the left. They're establishment wannabes, and they're going to destroy this country. They're going to destroy this country. And they imagine they got all this power because they invest themselves in Obama, or they invest themselves in Rick Perry, or they invest themselves in Rush Limbaugh. And it's an illusion. I mean, it's a mirage. And look, this New World Order is going to destroy all of you people. All the blessings, all the good stuff, all the milk and honey, all of the free market, it's all going out the door. And on top of it, the big mega banks that are openly setting up the world government that you were taught doesn't exist, now it's openly announced, you won't fight it because you said, well, if you're establishment, you don't admit this exists. You people are jokes. You're jokes, and you think you're winners. You giggle and smirk at real issues. You have no idea what you're allowing to take place. But look, it doesn't matter. You're a bunch of cowards. Just get out of our way. Get out of our way. We're going to restore the republic. Get out of our way. Believe Obama's going to save you. Believe Rick Perry's going to save you. Get out of our way. We're going to restore the republic. You understand? Let's play this clip of Ron Paul talking about sometimes these computers, I tell you. All right, we'll play it later. It's all right. Sometimes we don't save it, we don't have time, and then it won't play off the internet. But we're going to come back and play this ad. And we have to, we'll wait on Kaiser. We just got to play the ad. I've announced it's coming, and we're going to get to this new Ron Paul ad. It is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you want to get the article that has the video in it, you just go to Infowars.com. And you simply go to the article, Paul slams Perry as Al Gore's Texas cheerleader, and he's got a new TV ad out that is absolutely the right medicine for Mr. Twinkletoes, Mr. Fake Tough Guy Texan, Rick Perry. Also, we've got a lot of other key news coming up. Official 9/11 fable to become part of school curriculum.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American, so everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right, every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Okay, here is the new Ron Paul TV ad. You can find it at InfoWars.com. Please get it out to everybody you know. Then we're going to Max Kaiser on the latest on the accelerating world economic meltdown. Here it is.
The establishment called him extreme and unelectable. They said he was the wrong man for the job. It's why a young Texan named Ron Paul was one of only four congressmen to endorse Ronald Reagan's campaign for president. Believing in Reagan's message of smaller government and lower taxes. After Reagan, Senator Al Gore ran for president, pledging to raise taxes and increase spending, pushing his liberal values. And Al Gore found a cheerleader in Texas named Rick Perry. Rick Perry helped lead Al Gore's campaign to undo the Reagan Revolution, fighting to elect Al Gore president of the United States. Now, America must decide who to trust, Al Gore's Texas cheerleader or the one who stood with Reagan. Ron Paul, restore America now.
and caught my devilish smirk of enjoyment. Texas cheerleader for Al Gore. That's who Rick Perry is. And we have got to get the word out. We've got to defeat him. Now, joining us is the inventor of the Hollywood Stock Exchange virtual trading system used on many markets around the world, a top broker in his own right, radio host, TV host, author, Max Keiser of MaxKeiser.com joins us every week or so now because he's just been so spot on, like Gerald Celente and others. Another reason to buy gold, Swiss losing safety status, CNBC, markets are down 138 points. The Dow is right now or 1.23%. Everything is going according to plan, like we told you 3 years ago. They'd have QE1, QE2, things would only get worse. And it's only really deepening the crisis we're entering. Instead of writing off the tens of thousands of trillions of different types of derivatives, all the garbage, instead of just getting rid of that, instead of getting rid of the Ponzi scheme, the whole world must be fed into the wood chipper. And joining us to talk about the big developments, what this Swiss lowering the franc by 9%, saying they're going to buy currencies to keep it low, to try to hide the fact that currencies worldwide are devaluing. What is this all about? What's happening with the euro? What's happening with the dollar? What's the next shoe to drop, Max Keiser? Because you got attacked. I got attacked. Many others did for saying that things were in a depression and only going to get worse. Now it's evident we were right. So where is this going now, Max Keiser?
Well, of course, we were attacked because there's a war. There's a war on, and you have to expect that you're going to be attacked. And for the people on the other side who are saying that I'm causing some of these problems, I would expect that to hear that from the others, my enemy, the other side of this war. So this is to be expected as the war heats up. Now, in terms of Switzerland, Switzerland in the last few years has really gone completely against everything that people associated with Switzerland. First, they abandoned the gold standard. They sold a lot of their gold. The Swiss Central Bank sold tons and tons of gold a few years ago. Then they allowed U.S. tax authorities to open up the accounts of United Bank of Switzerland, UBS, to foreign interests, which goes against the law in Switzerland. They allowed the U.S. to act extra judicially, to go into their own system and to probe accounts. Then, now today, they're saying they're going to peg the Swiss franc to the euro. In effect, anytime the Swiss franc gets to 120 to the euro, they're going to open the spigots and print Swiss francs infinitely, ad infinitum, which of course is going to cause massive inflation, which only benefits the people printing the money. Of course, the central global bankers once again. So Switzerland has fallen. Switzerland has fallen to the global banking cartel. And now I wouldn't be surprised if you see some, a gathering in some square in Zurich of the local Swiss people that are being screwed, like we've seen in Athens and Cairo in Wisconsin and Madrid in all over the world. It's the global insurrection against banker occupation. Now it's hit Switzerland.
Now, please continue, Max.
Well, let me just bring something up, which I talked to Jaron about it a little bit, getting into this Ron Paul situation. You know, not only have the voting machines that are rigged, we know this from previous elections, and not only do you have the polls that are rigged, and not only do you have the mainstream media that's rigged, but these so-called prediction markets are also rigged. I'm looking at the biggest one right now. It's called Intrade.com. And they have Ron Paul winning president contract up there at 3%. Now, this obviously doesn't reflect the current market. And the reason you get to a 3% probability is through market manipulation. And I've been, as you know, when you introduced me, I invented prediction markets. I invented virtual markets. And Intrade is a ripoff of the Hollywood Stock Exchange that came along. A couple of the people that I used to work with started Intrade, and I've written about how they manipulate markets and how dangerous it is when you are manipulating political markets. You know, every time you head into these elections, you have big news stories quoting the probability on Intrade. But the in-trade probability numbers are manipulated. And you can see it right now with the Ron Paul contract. They have them at 3%. That's a manipulated number. Your listeners can go on to in-trade right now. It's a virtual market. They use, you know, pretend money. It's not real money. And they can play the in-trade market, and they can get his probability up higher. And in so doing, the media would be forced to report on that and to report on the fact that Ron Paul is now skyrocketing on the in-trade political prediction market. They can also sell short those other two characters, Rick Perry and Mitt Romney. You can sell those two guys short on in-trade and drive their probability down. So in other words, I've always said, Alex, you've got to fight fire with fire. They use their platforms and counterfeit money and counterfeit media to present a counterfeit reality. To counteract that, we have to go into the lion's den, go onto an in-trade market, get Ron Paul up to a 50, 60% probability of winning, then Time will have to report that. Newsweek will have to report that. Drudge Report will have to report that, as they've done in the last three presidential cycles. Because it's a market, therefore it must be right. That's part of the market fundamentalism of America. This is America's theocracy is based on worshiping market results. If the market says it's what it is, then that must be with its direct word from God, the market God. So,
but the problem is the system, the controllers are in there manipulating the market, and so creating a fraud. That's why they can say, well, it doesn't matter if he's winning on the internet. Ron Paul still can't win. Well, it doesn't matter if he's winning now in scientific polls. We still say he can't win, but more and more they're losing control. And the next issue I wanted to raise, speaking of alternative media becoming the new media, as you know, the Drudge Report really led with our articles last year exposing Big Sis's lies. We've got a new big report coming out very soon by Paul Joseph Watson on this, but here's the headline. Janet Napolitano, Drudge is just wrong on privacy. Well, no, it's Big Sis that's wrong. And she's like, how dare him put up photos of me where I look like an ogre? He's using real photos of her. How dare him run all these stories criticizing me? Well, most of those stories, especially last year, were our articles. This shows it's getting to the system that people aren't buying their lies anymore. So as we get to this crisis of credibility, where does it go from here with the establishment?
Well, just to, a quick little follow-up, just as you use the Google bombs to get story listed on Google and therefore on mainstream media, I'm suggesting doing an in-trade prediction market bomb to make Ron Paul leader on that market and to get his name as winning all of the candidates. It'll have to be picked mainstream media. The problem is a solution. But
okay, your Skype's breaking up a bit. Your Skype's breaking up a bit, but just to be clear, you sent me a link, intrade.com, and it's got a link to 2012 presidential election winner, individual open to suggestion. How does an intrade, the prediction market site, work? And so explain to, I mean, we have a lot of stock traders and others listening, but for the general public, how this works and what this does and what this means.
Well, it's based on the technology that I invented, the virtual specialist technology. When you introduced me, you mentioned it every time, the virtual specialist technology, patent number 159176, the Kaiser patent. You're able to take in a virtual currency market, all the collective bids and offers or buys and sells, and generate a price. Now, this is, I designed this technology as a way to defeat manipulation. Unfortunately, it has fallen into the hands of Wall Street banks. The technology is now owned by Cantor Fitzgerald. And people like Intrade who use this technology to use that platform to manipulate results. So the 3% probability of Ron Paul winning is a manipulated result. And the way to, and I'm telling you as the inventor of the technology, the way to overthrow their manipulation is to do a Google bomb type in-trade attack to get masses of people to buy Ron Paul to presidential winner in 2012. And when he becomes higher than the other candidates on that site, it has to be reported by the news. Every single
Max, I understand that. Max, this is too important, and I want to get to some other issues. You're joining us via video Skype, but we're going to just go to audio Skype with you here for a moment and come back to you because we're getting a bit more choppiness than we normally do when you join us from Paris where you live. But a very interesting idea that you have there. I want to get into gold and silver and the fact that gold went up, I don't know, 60-something bucks today, then they drove it back down. But regardless, you look at the 12-year graph, it's going straight up. Short term, where is gold going? Where are the other markets going? And where does this train end? On the current trajectory of the world financial markets, with the men doing God's work, like Lloyd Blankfein, where does this insanity end, Max Keiser?
Well, if you'll indulge me one second here, if I can just take one other little digression. We've been talking about Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and all these banksters and how they've been interfering with markets and keeping prices like gold suppressed. I wanted to remind you of a story that came out last year about the Teamsters. You know, Goldman Sachs had invested some of the pension funds of the Teamsters, and they put their money into a fraudulent derivatives-based product that lost 60% of the value very quickly. What the Teamsters did was they went down to Goldman Sachs' office, and they said, either you give us your money back, or we're going to break your legs. And guess what? Goldman Sachs gave the money back. The reason I bring this up is because it's foolish to think that when you're dealing with a gangster like Goldman Sachs, a terrorist like Goldman Sachs, that you're going to appease them by talking them into doing the right thing or be acting in a moral way. They only understand one language, and that is intimidation. That's the only language they understand. And America has had their money stolen, trillions of dollars, and therefore it's incumbent upon Americans to seek redress. And since the courts won't help them, and since there's nobody to help them, they have to do what the Teamsters did. Go down to their office and get your money back and intimidate them. It's a great story. It's on Google. You can do a search for it. I have it on my website. It's how the Teamsters beat Goldman Sachs. And I think that's a blueprint for the future. Now, to answer your question on the gold, where is it going? Obviously, gold is going much higher because it's the only currency in the world without what's called counterparty risk. It is what it is. You don't need like a derivative contract, two parties trading with each other to create the value in between those two parties. Gold has a value unto itself. It has intrinsic value. And that's why it's always been viewed as a reliable currency for thousands of years. Now, during the post-fiat currency era of 1971, going forward, when Nixon went off the gold standard, essentially, we went into a period believing that fiat money could replace gold. And the average lifespan of fiat money, I just learned this myself, is 27 years. Now, the dollar has been around for 40 years as a fiat currency. You have to think of it in those terms. The U.S. dollar has only been around for 40 years in its life as a fiat currency.
Yeah, it's been a Federal Reserve note completely for at least 40 years, so it's only dollar in name only. It is a true, absolute fraud. And so 40 years is very long in the tooth for a fiat currency. I've done my own history. You're right. They rarely last past 30 years. Very long in the tooth. So we're coming to the end of an age. The bankers are saying, hey, Bank of the World, you pay your carbon taxes, your VAT to us. We rule you. We've bought all the armies with fiat dollars. How's that sound? Will the armies and the bureaucrats follow them straight into Hades, or will they wake up and start bringing these criminals to justice?
Well, all the banks are consolidating. So the two biggest bankrupt banks in Greece have just merged. The stocks went up 30% that day. Now they're hitting new all-time lows. The two biggest banks in France, Société Générale and BNP, they're not talking about merging. Bank of America, which, of course, is one of America's biggest banks, they just got a $5 billion injection from Warren Buffett. They're now talking about going bankrupt, but instead they'll merge with some other entity like a Citibank or a J.P. Morgan. So all these global banks, the two big-to-fail banks, are becoming even bigger. They're merging again, another huge round of mergers, as a way to consolidate power in those very few bankers. So the trend toward this global superstructure of bankers who control everything underneath is well underway. And what we sacrifice, what the people of Greece sacrifice, the people of Ireland sacrifice, Egypt, Tunis, is sovereignty. That's what we have to give in return.
Exactly. The people that engineered the fraud, it was in the news 2 weeks ago, you know, EU dictatorship, financial council to rule. Who is that council? The big mega bank heads. I mean, it's incredible that they've gotten away with it this far. And so what I'm getting from you, Max, is it just continues forever with them publicly robbing us, stealing everything, with armed forces doing it because they're ball-headed and wear suits. And everybody knows old ball-headed men can't hurt you. And so we've got to let them rule us. We've got to give our entire future to them. Because they're now God of this planet.
Well, see, the issue is that they are fraudulent and inauthentic. And as such, you can counterfeit endlessly. There's no end to the amount of fiat money you can counterfeit.
And they don't mind wrecking things and always posing as the savior. They control the so-called media, so they can wreck things and pose as the savior and then always get more power and then wreck more, get more power, wreck more, get more power, wreck more, blame other scapegoats. Folks really wake up, blow a building up, pose as the savior. I mean, hand Libya to Al-Qaeda, so what? I mean, it really is. So it just goes on and on with them trampling us and running over us and basically just until the public wakes up. But they won't. They like Rick Perry. They like the slick backed hair. They like it. When they hear about him going to transvestite bars, they get even more excited.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market has proven that's more like a casino than an investment. And if you've had enough and want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered a way to safely grow your money, cut taxes dramatically, get potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. On the web, go to safemoneybook.com or just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 800-675-1640.
Don't forget, I'm going to be on television tonight at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWarsNews.com. Support alternative growing media. Gerald Celente is going to be on, a bunch of other information. We're putting a lot of work into this. We're going to be breaking down a lot of different facets and getting into some areas we didn't cover today. Labor leaders call for war on Republicans. Hoffa says, President Obama, this is your army. We are ready to march. Let us take these sons of bleepers out. But they're always saying those of us that don't want big government are the ones that want violence. Big Sis attacks Matt Drudge, says, don't call me an ogre. He never called you an ogre. Continuing, Texas duel, Ron Paul goes after Rick Perry. We've got those articles up. U.S. eavesdropped on Israeli embassy in Washington. Former FBI employee sentenced for leaking classified papers to an Israeli-connected mole. That's all going on. You can see the wildfires from space going on in central Texas. That amazing report's up at Infowars.com, also DrudgeReport.com. There is just so much going on. Also, it turns out less insured people after Obamacare went through. Well, it was designed to do that. So this is just all part of the general free-for-all of corruption going on. Finishing up with Max Kaiser. Max, I was mentioning Libya, and then during the break you were saying you wanted to get into that. Even Reuters is admitting, as so is RIA Novostat, EU official says Al-Qaeda acquires weapons in Libya and is now the main group taking over the major cities. That's completely confirmed. LA Times, you name it. Even Chuck Norris has got an article out talking about our article saying, why are they shifting from Al-Qaeda to the American people? And you know, why is our government helping Al-Qaeda? Any comments on that, Max Kaiser?
Well, yeah, I have a comment. It's kind of interesting. I haven't heard you talk about it yet. UniCredit, which is the biggest bank in Italy, their vice chairman was the head of the Libyan Central Bank. And the reason this is important is that when you now notice that the European financial crisis has gone into overdrive, and Italy, just in the last 2 weeks, has now going into a major meltdown mode. This was an unintended consequence of going in there and mucking around in Libya, because Libya and Italy have this historic relationship going back decades, as people know, and there's tremendous amount of fraud and corruption between the Italian banking system, the biggest bank in Italy, UniCredit, and the Libyan Central Bank, which is a huge central bank, given the fact that they have all of the oil profits from all the
Sure, deals. It's only the black market keeping countries propped up, and now that little deal's been screwed up.
Yeah, exactly. So this is just an interesting side note, that an unintended consequence. I doubt seriously that when the U.S. stumbled in there, or NATO stumbled in there, that they thought through their actions and realized that if you screw around with the central bank in Libya, you're going to trigger a massive European bank default, which is now in progress.
And a destabilization of those tens of billions of dollars tied up, not just in Africa, but also in Europe. But why do you think they, at the end of the day, went into Libya and have now put Al-Qaeda into control and reportedly them even getting heat-seeking missiles? And we're told, give all our rights up or Al-Qaeda will sneak into the window and drink our blood at night like Nosferatu. But at the same time, Al-Qaeda's good and friendly, and if you don't like them, you're evil.
Well, you know, the history, the recent history is, of course, that Muammar Gaddafi was on the terror list, but then he made good friends with Tony Blair, the Prime Minister of Britain. And magically, he was waved his magic wand, and he was part of the world community again. And they were doing oil deals and weapons deals. And Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan was now managing the Libyan Sovereign Wealth Fund. And it looked great for Libya. And so you realize that the bigger terrorists are Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. They led the real terrorists into Libya. And they now, with the banking system in collapse as it is, and with the bankers in charge, there's no hope for that country at all.
All right, Max Kaiser of MaxKaiser.com. Thank you for joining us. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com. See you tonight at InfowarsNews.com, 7 p.m. Central. Spread the word.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.